There he is, George. George.
Hey, there he is, George Pickens.
George.
Good afternoon.
George. Hell yes. Man. Wow, he's got the Bobby Belt headphones on that head, bro.
Let me flip this headset on right now, and here he is, his first year with the Cowboys. Cowboys got the steal of the trade market this year, sending a third for him.
Yeah.
And he's on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, wildforkfoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites.
Yes,
and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain. Cali's weather is great.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. How hot were training camps in Pittsburgh?
Oh, they get a little hot because it's in earlier in the year, but you definitely know it gets really cold.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's worse, playing in the frigid, freezing, what the hell, cold temperatures, or that super hot?
Frigid, definitely. Because we running routes, your feet, your toes are froze, the ground's froze. See what I mean? So definitely probably cold is worse.
What do you think of the guys that go out there, like if it's a cold game, and like a lot of the offensive linemen will go shirtless?
I mean,
those people are insane.
Yeah, it's a mentality thing. They're trying to break it. They're trying to break it, but honestly, they're cold.
You know they're freezing.
Yeah, like how cold was that game last year? Was that against Cleveland where Winston's doing snow angels?
Yeah, games like that. It's games like that. That's later in the year where you can't even – we're just running the ball now because we can't even, honestly. Q can't see the snowfall. Like, so you're just – it messes up the gameplay, honestly.
Okay, so you don't like it because everybody's talking about everybody should have a dome stadium.
Yeah.
Are you in agreement with that?
I agree with that. I feel like everybody should have a dome stadium with inside grass.
Oh, I like what you're doing.
Some grow lights in there. So how do you make these catches?
Yeah,
you
know? That's what I want to know.
Were you like born like Spider-Man style to go get them, or is this something you got to work on constantly? Like how?
Honestly, my whole life I've been always kind of gifted, thanks to God. But like, I kind of do work on it too, just the minutia of receiver. And then I kind of, in the offseason, I work on little man's game. So stuff that Turk probably be able to do, that's what I'm, because I'm so big.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when I get out here, I'm moving way more fluent. But definitely with the catching, I kind of been like that the whole time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because I was a scout in the NFL for 13 years, and I've never seen anybody track the ball better than you.
Yeah.
And I mean, that goes back to your days at Georgia, and I'm watching, we all watch tape of you, and I'm like going, there's nobody that tracks the ball like this guy, and I've seen the great ones. How do you pick that up? Because I can say I'm watching you. I'm like, when he's seeing this ball right off the hand.
Yeah.
So when does it like? I mean, you never lose track of it.
No.
Everybody else is losing track, but you.
Because the key to it is looking up.
Up.
A lot of people go here, look back,
and
try to see where the cue is.
Yeah.
The best thing is to look up. And then based off the trajectory, I play punt return. So if the ball is turning
over, it's
going to go farther. And then if it's a cue gets hit, it's wobbly, it's going to die out. You see what I mean? So
you can
really make – that's really why I make a lot of catches, because you can really make every catch if you know the ball trajectory.
How much do you feel
– the science, dude.
Yeah,
this is incredible.
This is next level.
Yeah. How much do you feel the defender when you're doing this? I mean, do you just have that sense of where he is on your body to be able to track and then to be able to contort the way you do?
Yeah, while the DB is on you, you kind of want to have your body as, I say, dead as possible. Like you see what I mean? So he never knows what you can actually stop. You can run a stop route. He'll never know what route's coming. But as far as the ball trajectory, he also won't know when you're catching it. Because he's like, are you see what I mean? And with me knowing the trajectory, I know where it's going to be at all the time.
It's amazing the ability you have. Seriously, I've never seen anybody like you catching a football that way.
Okay, and then
he's been scouting for a million years. He's old as hell.
I am old as hell. I admit it.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of them. I've seen them all, the Wrights and all those guys.
Yeah.
This guy goes and gets it.
Yeah.
He goes and gets it.
I appreciate that, man.
And then after you get it, right, so you're dealing with the guy who's closest with your arm or with your speed, and then it looks like you're looking around for who else is out there. So are you scanning the whole deal?
The whole deal, especially pre-snap, they do a lot of, you know, defense like to play two, then switch to three, three, then switch to two. So after you diagnose that and they throw you the ball, then I'm feeling him and see, and I look at him to see if he's got his eyes up. A lot of good DBs have their eyes up. So, but most DBs, even some of the great ones, just don't. They like to play with the receiver the whole time
and
try to get a PBU. When the whole time I'm just watching the ball. So.
But everybody else could do that. But when the ball's 12 feet away, they're not going to be able to jump up and get that high and have that stickiness.
Yeah.
When did that stickiness become obvious? Were you like 2 years old catching stuff out of the crib?
Yeah,
Side yard football.
Tell us some family stories here.
Yeah, I started playing contact football when I was four.
Jeez.
Wow,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, so like I've almost been doing that since I was like, not two, but like 6 or 7.
Yeah. Yeah, but you probably, how big are your hands, dude? Oh my gosh. Look at that. Yeah.
Then my dad played basketball, so.
There we go.
Yeah, so like. See, the conglomerate of stuff.
The thing that I think that we're excited as Cowboy fans and as followers is we can see them getting you the ball on the move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
See, everybody talks about deep threat. I'm like,
hey, we saw it today. That was nice.
I'm just saying, get the ball to this guy on the move. Yeah. I mean, if you throw it in front of him, he is going to make some people miss.
Yeah.
He's going to make some people miss. And that's what I'm excited about you being in this offense.
Me too.
Shoddy and those guys getting you and letting you run some of those routes where they throw it in front of you and then you. Yeah. Boom, get that thing and go up the field.
Me too. A lot of more digs.
There you go.
That's what I feel like. And not just here. A lot of other teams, they don't, you know what I mean? They don't want to implement it because you got a running back. You got this. But the Cowboys run a lot of digs. They run a lot of – and it's all off Dak. It's what he likes.
Sure.
So definitely on the move, let alone the deep ball.
This guy's going to kill him making plays on the move.
The relationship with UNCD, I mean, it's infectious to just watch the way that you guys play off each other. So, I mean, was it instant chemistry between you guys, and how can you really benefit to grow each other's games?
Yeah, it kind of was instant chemistry when I met him. Just the type of person he is, he's kind of just like me personally, but we're all about our business. You know what I mean? We get on the field, let alone that connection is going to make us, you know, better. So I was already coming in with that mindset. I always, you know, wanted to meet him. I wanted to meet all the other guys because that's going to make us super different. And I've been watching the Cowboys for years. I always wanted to see them back in a Super Bowl. Like that's why they're so legendary.
Yeah.
For that reason. You see what I mean? So like I always wanted to see them back in the Super Bowl.
I love it, man. George Pickens with us here on the Fan. What nickname wise, I'm seeing a lot of GP3.
Yeah, we're gonna roll with that one.
That's we it. Like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. GP3, yeah.
All right, GP3 on the Fan for the first time
for sure
in history, which is just absolutely fantastic. You were talking about the ball trajectory in Cowboys history. We know, boys, who had the best balls?
Troy.
Troy had the best balls. Yeah. How do you rate Dax?
I rate Dax pretty – his is up there definitely. Troy, I see why you guys say Troy because he was – it was night and day.
Yeah.
But
and that comes from the playmaker Michael Irvin himself.
Yeah. Mike told us. Then you had Mike. But Dax is definitely up there. Yeah, he's definitely up there.
When Dak, in one of Dak's media sessions, he talked about how you impressed him by knowing his college stuff.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Troy's stuff.
Yeah.
Where do you learn about the history of football?
I've been watching football for a while. I think since, like I said, I've been playing contact since I was four. So, like, I've always known guys, like, even in his era who were, like, really, really good.
The
1800s football, man. Yeah.
Don Hudson rolling around out there with no face mask catching the ball.
Nah, definitely I watched a lot of football. My favorite receiver of all time is Randy.
Yeah.
So I've definitely
passed on him on a draft,
I definitely watched a lot of football, and I watch a lot of guys just because, like, I've always been playing football games. I watched Reggie Bush. I was a huge fan of Reggie Bush. Right. Lindale White. A lot of stuff, bro. It's a lot of ball. It's a lot of guys. Yeah. Emmitt. I watched a lot of Emmitt Smith with my granddad at home. Michael. Dez. Dez was a phenom.
Yep.
Has he hit you up yet since you got to town?
Yeah, I met him. He's a cool dude.
He was cool.
On the field, though, he was just like the definition of the word phenom.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? He could do everything. So, like, I've definitely been watching for years. Tony Romo.
Well, I know one
clutch
thing.
Clutch factor.
I love Dez, and I was standing right there in that when he went up and when Sam Shields, I was on the sidelines right there, and when that ball went up, and I said, and he went and got it. But I'd love to have seen you go and get that.
Yeah.
I don't think there'd been a question about a catch because Sam Shields would have been like all crumpled under him. And George would have been like, boom, and then it would have been
GP3
would
have scored.
But Dez tried to extend it. I could see catching it and just getting it to the line.
I would have tried not to fall.
Yeah, see, Dez, he was like, Sam was underneath him, and he kind of got lost his balance when he went high pointed.
Yeah.
And then he just tried to, like, and Sam kind of undercut him, and he lost his balance that way. But I was standing right there when he made that catch.
That was a crazy catch.
And that moment, fourth and two, holy shit.
I was watching that game live, actually.
Yeah.
Like in 2010 or 11, something like that.
I just love how you know ball.
Yeah.
You freaking know ball, bro.
And he caught it, and I was like, I thought it was a – before the rules now,
yeah.
I definitely thought, like, back then, it's about, that's definitely a catch.
Yeah. The referee called it a catch.
Crazy.
Yeah. Referee were standing right there. He went over there and marked it. He marked it, and then McCarthy challenged it. Only challenge McCarthy won all year.
Yeah.
Only one he won all year. Yeah. Crazy.
If the 88 was open, would you have wanted to wear it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I fit the frame. Yeah.
You do.
So definitely.
Yeah.
Are you a jersey swap guy? After games?
After the game?
Yeah.
Not really too much, but yeah, like people I know, of course, mm-hmm. like I'll definitely switch with them. But like not too much.
You rooming with anybody out here?
Oh, no, I got my own room.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Going back to Georgia, I was just watching SEC Media Days. Yeah. They were talking about how terrible these SEC road locker rooms are.
Yeah.
And Brian's told us just how disgusting football locker rooms are in
general.
See, I'm
an LSU guy. We ain't helping you. We ain't helping you.
What are we talking about here? Like, how bad are they?
At Sanford Stadium, they ain't helping us either.
Kirby even said Georgia sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. Ours is super bad. Because when you come to us, we don't want you to feel at home at all. And then the worst... Honestly, the worst I've ever seen. I don't know if you guys been there, but Tennessee's
bad. He's right.
The worst.
He's right,
bro.
He's right.
Tennessee's is like people can't even. I think we had to change. Like we had so many players changing at once.
Yeah.
Like we got group special teams go out, then punt goes out. They had to change in the hallway.
Yeah.
My like goodness. Almost in front of everybody in the stadium.
Yeah, they're the ones with the toilet that didn't even have the stall around it, bro. It's just wide open.
No privacy.
It was all brown. Ooh, crazy, bro.
Hey, is anybody doing rookie performances? Are we doing the singing and that kind of stuff? Has anybody killed it?
Nah, no one's done it yet. I think it's what's today? I think it's a couple of days, when we come back actually from the break. Yeah. I think that's when it starts.
Did you do that in Pittsburgh? Did you have to do one?
Yeah. I think I did with a group, and we were just I think we were mocking like all the coaches. We did our OC and stuff like that. And then here first, I think Coach said the guys are gonna sing first, so that's gonna be hilarious.
Yeah.
And then he said they could pick on him as well. That's kind of like the thing. So
cool.
I'm sure everybody's ripping him for that visor.
The visor and I don't think you've seen the flip flops yet.
No,
it's a flip flop.
He's hiding the flip flops from us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you had one of these shoddy cocktails, though? Is he serving these up? Yeah.
I haven't.
He's got his own drink.
He can't be preaching physicality, though, in flip-flops.
Not at all.
Does this seem like a place you would want to make a permanent home, George?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely, because I watched the team for so long, and the camaraderie, like, I kind of understand the camaraderie more than I did in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, even what you guys do. Like, the Cowboys, is like I said, they're known for the mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
Right.
See what I mean? Like, that's what they're known for. If they weren't known for that, then no one would care about the Cowboys. Right. But they're known for that. Then the camaraderie of the people give that same energy because they also want to see it again. Yeah. So, like, I think I definitely understand it more here, the people more here than I did up there because I'm from the South. That's, that's a whole nother deal. Like,
well, right on, man. I mean, we love to have you, and hopefully you feel understood as well. Now, let me just ask you from a business perspective, it probably makes sense to go have a huge season, right?
Yeah.
And then talk contract?
Yeah, most definitely. Try to go. That's definitely like what I want to focus on first because money's everywhere. Money's all over the world.
Sure.
So I definitely want to try to, like I said, help them win, like get a Super Bowl. And I think that's kind of like the Cowboys are such a big brand, that kind of seeps in. You see what I mean? See what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
everybody eats.
Yeah, so if you just stick the main thing, and try to really bring it, keep it on the gridiron, like how it used to be back in the day, we'll definitely do something special.
Yeah, how many brisket sandos deep are you since getting to town?
I had brisket literally yesterday.
Let's go. That's fantastic.
Let's go.
And then in Texas, I had it. I was eating it, like, every other day. It's super good.
Okay.
You find some good brisket out here?
Nah.
The tri-tip's the thing here, right?
Yeah, tri-tip. Yeah. That's what I had,
yeah.
If you had to have one food the rest of your life, you couldn't eat anything else, what food are you going for?
Probably crawfish etouffee, if you know what that is. Yeah.
Ding!
I need to hook you up at a bowl. Yeah. I'll bring somebody. I got a Louisiana background for you.
Yeah.
I'll take care of your etouffee.
And what's playing in the George Pickens headphones, especially on a game day?
Oh, bro. A whole bunch of stuff. Chief Keef. I even go Calvin Harris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Calvin Harris. Like before we actually get ready to go out, and people just sit in the locker room for a minute. Yeah, I like Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Just he makes you feel good.
Yeah.
ready to go tear some people up.
Yeah.
By the way, we voted CeeDee Lamb best teeth on the team. I think we have a George. It's a 1A, 1B situation. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, 1A, 1B and everything.
1A, 1B. Yeah.
That'd be more of a blessing than the hands, dude. Those some pearly whites right there.
Appreciate you.
Lined up, looking good. There he is, George Pickens.
Yeah, George.
Thank you, sir.
Bravo, dude.
Terrific stuff.
Appreciate you.
Welcome to the Cowboys. We're back with more football here on 105.3 The Fan.